Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The House of Representatives is moving ahead with plans seeking to remove President Trump from office. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports this comes after Trump urged supporters to march on the Capitol last Wednesday while lawmakers tallied the Electoral College vote counts.
In a letter to her members Sunday evening, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House would attempt to pass a measure calling on Vice President Pence to mobilize the cabinet and invoke the 25th Amendment, thereby removing Trump from office. Pelosi said she's calling on Pence to respond within 24 hours. She said Democrats will then forge ahead with plans to impeach Trump. More than 200 members have signed on as co-sponsors of a drafted article of impeachment that references Trump's inciting comments to support supporters that led to an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. It also cites his call to Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he encouraged the official to help him overturn the presidential election. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
More than 374,000 people in the U.S. have perished of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. With the release of COVID vaccines, there still aren't enough vaccination sites in operation. NPR's Allison Aubrey says the incoming Biden administration is going to take a very different approach to distributing vaccines.
The Biden campaign, the transition team, announced last week that they were going to release more doses. The Trump administration had been holding some back for the second dose. But, you know, advisors to Biden tell me that this is based, this decision to release more doses and speed up in the first shots is based on the analysis that supply is not the issue here. There's millions of doses being made, and the thinking is there will be plenty of vaccine for everyone to get a second dose on time.
NPR's Allison Aubrey reporting. Chicago public schools are resuming in-person learning today for a small number of students, but hundreds of staff say they won't go into buildings because of the pandemic. From member station WBEZ, Sarah Karp reports the Chicago School District is threatening to withhold pay and cut staff off from remote teaching.
Preschoolers and some special education students are expected in this first group with the option to return. But many staff, backed by the Chicago Teachers Union, say the level of the virus is still too high. Preschool teacher assistant Siobhan Coleman.
My six-year-old nephew was the first person in my family to contract COVID. I've had four other family members since him, two of them right now in ICU.
Chicago's mayor and school district leaders say too many students are falling behind with remote learning. They say the school district is going above what science and local health officials say is necessary to mitigate risk. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
You're listening to NPR News. U.S. Capitol Police say that a second officer has died who was working the day that rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol. The agency says Officer Howard Liebengood died on Saturday. He was not on duty and no cause of death has been released. Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday after he was attacked by rioters. The White House did not lower flags to half-staff in honor until Sunday. In Iraq, tension is flaring between security forces and Iraqi demonstrators in the southern part of the country. NPR's Alice Fordham has more.
The Iraqi High Commission for Human Rights says many protesters and police were hurt as protests turned violent this weekend. The commission says security forces used rubber and live bullets while protesters hurled stones. The southern city of Nasiriyah has for over a year been a center of anti-government protests calling for an end to corruption and for political reform. Rights group Amnesty International says dozens of Iraqi activists, journalists and lawyers have been forcibly disappeared or killed across the country since protests began. This weekend, demonstrators took to the streets of Nasiriyah again, following what they say was a wave of arrests of activists and after a lawyer and activist was found murdered in his home Friday. Security forces attempted to clear the demonstration using tear gas, but the unrest continued. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
China says a team of experts from the World Health Organization will arrive Thursday to study the origins of the coronavirus, but it's not clear if members will be allowed to visit the city of Wuhan, where the virus was first detected. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.